In 1780, when Abraham was 26, he married Elizabeth Buckle, and they started their life together close to her family in Upper Milford Township. They had only one child together, born in 1784, and they named him Louis Ludwig Knaus. Abraham's business prospered, and like his father Sebastian Heinrich before him, he also saw investing into land was a wise decision. His first purchase was 5 acres recorded in the Hanover Township, Northampton County taxes in 1785. In 1798, he bought a farm in Allen, and he settled there with his family. Abraham took the oath of allegiance to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in 1786 before Judge Peter Rhodes. He further showed his patriotic spirit by enlisting as a member of the 4th Battalion, Northampton County Militia, a civilian reserve designed to repel any invasion of Pennsylvania by the British. He served as a private 5th class in the 7th Company under the command of Captain Felix Good in 1782. Paul Revere created an effective propaganda piece that lent credence to those demanding that the British authoritarian rule be stopped. On March 5, 1770, a multitude of patriotic Americans approached British troops, and they opened fire on the crowd, killing several. The British called it an incident on King Street. The Boston Massacre sparked fury in both Americans and the British by portraying the Redcoats as brutal slaughterers and the onlookers as helpless victims. The Pennsylvania Militia required compulsory enrollment of all able-bodied white males between the ages of 18 and 53 to repel invaders. American soldiers came from a variety of backgrounds, and they had numerous reasons for fighting with the American Army. Abraham was recruited into the Rangers, a special battalion of soldiers who served long periods of enlistment to protect the frontier against Indian incursions. This allowed him to spend much of his time guarding his own farm. The constant threat of war between the English and the Cherokee weighed heavily on Abraham. In the fall of 1821, during butchering time, his wife Elizabeth was badly burned. She was scalding chickens in boiling water to remove the feathers when the large pot overturned. She was unable to get out of the way of the spilling hot water, and she was severely injured. Abraham was devastated as he tried to help her, but she died from the burns shortly thereafter. His faith held him up, and he told his children,
"The light of my life is now in the presence of the Lord. She is there, now shining brightly."
He was like a solid rock that his children could cling to, and he held the family strong together. Abraham was a Democrat, and he took great interest in his party. In 1823, he was a member of the Democratic Vigilance Committee, and he was the tax collector for Hanover Township. He died in 1836 in Hanover, Pennsylvania, having lived a long life of 82 years. When Louis Ludwig Knaus, 1784 to 1836, fourth great-grandfather, was born in 1784, his father Abraham was 30 and his mother Elizabeth was 25 years old. The family lived in Upper Milford, Pennsylvania. When he was 18, his parents moved to Hanover Township, where he met and later married Sarah Minnick. After saving all they could in their first year of marriage, they were able to purchase a 55-acre farm in the Saucon Valley, Northampton County, Pennsylvania. Louis and Sarah Knaus were living in Upper Milford, Pennsylvania, when it became the second state in the Union. In 1813, in a little one-story double log house, their son Edward Knaus, 1813 to 1894, third great-grandfather, first saw the light of day. Ludwig was 29 and Sarah was 23 years old. He was the only child they had together. About this same time, John Chapman, better known as Johnny Appleseed, was roaming the countryside planting apple nurseries. He was an American pioneer nurseryman who introduced apple trees to large parts of Pennsylvania, Ontario, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. Sarah was always plagued with poor health, and she passed away on November 14, 1834, at the age of 44. Edward worked the family farm with his father Lewis until his death just 6 months to the day after his wife Sarah had passed. At the time of his death, his estate consisted of 3 horses, 2 colts, 7 cattle, 9 sheep, 5 hogs, and 11 geese, which was all left to his only child, Edward Knaus. In 1840, Edward married Catherine Rock, and they had only 1 child during their marriage. When Amos Knaus, 1859 to 1917, second great-grandfather, was born in 1859, his father Edward was 46 and his mother Catherine was 39. Edward was a cooper and a farmer and resided at the family farm. The coopers made wooden barrels large and small. All sizes of little casks were required to ship products like salt, flour, salt-packed meat, and to safely move gunpowder. The shipping industry used larger barrels called hogsheads to ship bigger amounts of tobacco and other products from the colonies to Europe. Sometime later, he moved to Forks Township, but he only remained there a short time. In 1868, he purchased about 50 acres of land in Lower Saucon Township from his father-in-law's estate, on which he then relocated. The ratification of the 15th Amendment of February 3, 1870, prohibited the federal government and each state from denying a citizen the right to vote based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Edward Knaus personally witnessed and experienced some political discrimination while living in Lower Saucon. He told his family that,
"It saddens my heart to see men struggle with freedom."
The log cabin where Edward was born was the family home for generations, and 30 years later, his cousin David Knaus, 1843 to 1920, third cousin 5 times removed, was also born there. They both had the same great-great-grandfather, Johann Ludwig Knaus. David could trace his family tree back to his father Levi Knaus, 1813 to 1895, second cousin 6 times removed, in Lehigh, Pennsylvania, and later moved to Three Rivers, Michigan. He made his occupation as a saddler, harness maker, and farmer of a fruit orchard. Levi was a member of the Reformed Church, and he was a lifelong Democrat. He died in 1895 in Three Rivers, having lived a full and long life of 81 years. David's grandfather, Jonathan Knaus, 1757 to 1843, first cousin 7 times removed, was born in Weisenburg, Pennsylvania. He took part in the protest of the Stamp Act in 1765 when the people took to the streets to show their opposition to British rule of the colonies. The British Parliament passed a tax on every piece of printed paper used by the American colonists. All legal documents, licenses, newspapers, and even playing cards were subject to this new tax. He died in 1843 in Northampton, Pennsylvania, having lived a long life of 85 years, and was buried there. David's great-grandfather, Daniel Knaus, was born in Montgomery, Pennsylvania. He served as a private in Captain Joseph Siegfried's 8th Company, 3rd Battalion, Northampton County Militia in 1778. He was one of the early settlers of Weisenburg Township, Northampton, and was a prominent man of affairs. He was one of the signers to petition the court to establish Weisenburg Township, and he was elected committeeman in 1775 by the freeholders of his county. His occupation was a sickle maker and a farmer, and owned 650 acres of land. He also operated a grist mill in 1785. He died in 1792 in Whitehall, Pennsylvania at the age of 66. David could trace his family tree all the way back to his great-great-grandfather, Johann Ludwig Knaus, the first settler in the New World. He was the father of both Daniel Knaus, David's great-grandfather, and Sebastian Heinrich Knaus, the great-grandfather of Edward Knaus. Levi Knaus, David's father, kept a record of the family tree in the family Bible. David's earliest memories are of his father telling him the stories that went along with the names that were written there. The book was old, and it had been passed along from father to son. Each generation was expected to pass on the history of their family to the next.